This is WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years.
Now your host,
Bart Walker.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome in to the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're focusing on our youth and things that are happening in the community dealing with the School Resource Officers Program. Sergeant Urban Turner is one of our guests this morning. Urban, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good to have you with us today. And Chad Dotson, another SRO here in town. Chad, good morning to you.
Morning.
Good to have both of you here. We're going to be talking today about the Junior Deputy Academy for fifth graders going through sixth graders. That's one of our topics. And let's go ahead and start with that one because that event starts June the 3rd. What is the purpose of this event?
Well, the Junior Deputy Academy is a three-day law enforcement experience for fifth graders going into sixth grade. And it teaches the duties of the sheriff's office, but also promotes character and citizenship building.
Okay, so it makes you a better person.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I hope so.
How many years have you done this?
I've been involved several years. I don't remember the exact day it started. You, Sergeant Turner?
I don't remember when it exactly started, but I know we've been doing it for several years there. We got a lot of good feedback from it.
Yeah.
Now, this is June 3rd through the 5th. How do they sign up?
They need to contact their SROs. Elementary students need to contact their school resource officers, and they can direct them from there.
Okay, and this is for 5th through 6th grade. If they don't have this at one of their schools, can they go to another school?
Well,
if they're homeschooled?
Yes, they can if they're homeschooled or virtual academy, either one. It is divided into two zones, a north end and a south end zone. So the south end's held at McFadden and North End's held at Brown's Chapel, but there are paperwork that has to be done for RAD kids, notary, so they would have to get this stuff done beforehand before they just show up.
Well, tell us a little about what are some of the things that they cover. I know you said it's to make the kids turn out better, but how do you accomplish that? What are you teaching?
Well, the idea was kind of like a junior police academy, and we're going to do platoon and squad of the morning. Police integrity class, because that's something that I think, especially with the negativity sometimes toward law enforcement, you know, we need to address that. That's something that we just don't need to not talk about, because there's good and bad people and everything. Do a small class with that. We're going to do intro, you know, to the academy, and then games, theme days, the central office, Rutherford County School Central Offices, nurses are coming to do first aid and medical. Some life-saving stuff for the kids, and did a great job that last year, did them in rotations. K-9 is going to be there, RAD Kids, which is a self-defense program, self-empowerment program for kids. Patrol skills, team building, a lot of times maybe dodgeball or something like that. Drones, bike patrol, and CSI equipment stuff, and then last day we'll have a graduation.
Okay, so this is...
It's fifth graders going into sixth grade.
Oh, fifth grade going into sixth grade. Okay, so that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is for if you go to a school that has an SRO, obviously you're there. If you don't have an SRO wherever you're at school, you can still go. And if you're homeschooled, you still are eligible.
Yeah, and they can just contact me, and I can give you that information if you'd like.
Is there a fee?
There is a fee with this program. It's $20.
All right.
And then that includes a T-shirt as well.
Fee is $20. Okay, but they need to move quickly, I would guess.
They need to move quickly, yeah. We're trying to wrap up everything, get everything finalized, and that would need to be in probably this week.
June 1st is not far away.
It's not far away. Yeah, we couldn't do it that week. We'd have to get it done before school's out.
So. Absolutely. So sign up for this. This is the SRO Junior Deputy Academy. Been going on several years, so they've got their hands on it. And this is fifth graders going into sixth grade.
Yes.
We got that squared away. If you have any questions, what is a good way to contact you?
For me, C. Dotson, D-O-D-S-O-N, at rcsotn.org. Or my cell number is 615-396-7342.
615-396-7342?
Yes, that's correct.
And then your email again?
It's C. Dotson, D-O-D-S-O-N, at rcsotn.org.
We will put that on our website so people can easily find it. Another thing that's coming up. I'm imagining this is separate from this, the Reality Check program for troubled teens. What is that?
So Reality Check is a highly structured intervention program that the Sheriff Department runs for our Rutherford County youth. The program is formerly known as Operation Integrity. We've had to change the name to Reality Check with some issues there. We've been running this program since 2005, and I've been involved with it since 2007. And basically, it's a performance-based program that emphasizes the value of personal accountability, team achievement, and relationships, interpersonal skills, and self-esteem and self-confidence with kids who are experiencing some troubles at school and at home.
Okay, so if you're having problem with, you don't think of yourself highly, and you're having problems at school, you're really going to help from this.
Yes, sir.
Are the parents involved in this at all?
So there's a parent component class that goes along with the program. There's a classroom session for kids, and then there's a boot camp that goes along with it as well. And then there is a parent component that Deputy Dodson teaches there. He heads up that class there. And then there are two family follow-up meetings where we include the parents and the students together.
I remember Truman talking about that, Truman Jones.
Yes, sir. He actually initiated the program years ago.
He was really proud of that program.
Yes, sir.
So, and he talked about the boot camp approach, which was good for the parents and the students.
Yes, sir.
So, and it still has both of those.
Still have both of those. And pretty much the boot camp is going the same way it did back then. We've changed a few things around a little bit, but we feel like we've made it even better.
So, and that one begins, when does that start?
So we run six classes out of the year. So we're done. We ran our last one last month, and so we're done until August.
Okay, so six classes in a year.
Yes, sir.
That really has made a dramatic difference in quite a few lives there.
Right.
Turned some youngsters away from getting in trouble or reducing their risk of getting in trouble.
Cool.
Let's see, you have some other things, other SRO programs that are doing so many positive things, and we're entering summertime, schools being out. That can either be a positive for you, an opportunity to get with the kids, or it can be a negative because it could be, 2 months without supervision.
Right. Right.
How do you keep contact with these students during that time?
Well, during the summertime, we have several SROs that are involved in a lot of the school programs, coaching, whether it be football, whether it be basketball, or any type of youth activities going on at the schools. There's also a summer school program that the elementary schools have, and we have SROs involved in those programs as well.
So all of these summer activities that are at schools, the SRO is still involved in that?
Still involved, yes, sir.
Takes a special person, a special interest, special caring to be an SRO, I would have.
Absolutely. And I guess the best thing is you got to love kids.
So. Yeah. And because they really love you after you become their role model almost, I would think.
Right. The relationships that we build is incredible. I run into kids now that I've had years and years ago that have kids now coming through our schools. And so it's kind of a full circle thing for me, and I really enjoy it.
Do the parents who were your former students, do they come up to you and say, this is my little
Absolutely.
Johnny or whoever?
Absolutely. And, of course, it makes me feel a little old, but it's okay.
You are.
Thank you.
Did you say you are?
Just a little bit.
Well, now, I understand that they take you in almost like a family member. When they have a graduation, when they have a wedding, any of these things, you're invited.
Absolutely. I've been involved in a few weddings, and I'm the godfather for a few of my ex-students for their kids.
Yeah, you'd never find that anywhere.
I was invited to a wedding over the summer from my former students. So, it was a real small wedding. So, I mean, that meant a lot to me to be invited to that.
When they invite you, what kind of things do they tell you? I'm saying this because I think it is good for parents to hear who have children who are troubled. It's good for somebody who's thinking, I want to get into law enforcement, but I don't know what I want to do. This could help you.
Yeah. And, you know, we have the concept of Triad Plus One. You know, we teach, of course, we're law enforcement and counsel with kids. But, you know, the Plus One's a role model. And that's something that we got to be aware of. For us, you know, too, there's a lot of pressure on us, and, you know, we need to pay attention to what we do. You know, it's kids know when you're real, and kids know when you care about them, and they say that you're a father figure sometimes, and want to be like you when, you know, I get older, grow up. So, I mean, that means a lot.
Absolutely. So these are things you need to be aware of if you're looking for a job that really makes you feel good and you can look back and know that you made a difference.
Yeah, it's very rewarding. It's long hours, but, you know, sometimes people think we just go to school 7 to 3, whatever, but there's a lot of weekends, a lot of nights and stuff in it. So
if you're looking for a job that has satisfaction, this is one of those jobs. Tell us some other things that the SRO program does. We're here at the moving toward the end of the school year, but you, as you mentioned, the SRO program doesn't end with school, just keeps on going.
Well, one thing that I'm really proud of that we just completed this year, we were able to provide 6 scholarships to 6 seniors around the county. Senior at Rockville High School, Blackman High School, Oakland, Riverdale, Central Magnet, and Eagleville School. We were able to provide 6 SRO scholarships this year. Really proud of that.
Now, what are those scholarships for?
Those scholarships are for kids who are going to continue their education. So we're providing some money to those kids to be able to use any way that they would want to, but going towards their education.
So they could go to a technical school, they could go to a 2-year school, they could go to MTSU, any of those?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Any institute or any educational place.
Right.
And that's one thing we need to encourage is moving on. It's not just college. It's everything. It's learning a skill, getting an associate degree. It's getting a full bachelor or whatever. It's important to learn more and be better. It's good to see the SRO is really getting behind that. Do the kids get involved in wanting to be SROs themselves? What kind of feedback do you get on that?
We've had a few of those, 3 or 4 guys who are with our division now that a couple of them were my former students that are SROs now. And so one in particular started out in our junior deputy, kept moved all the way through. So we're really proud of him as well. And he's moving up and doing really well in our division.
The city and county both have SRO programs. I would imagine they're similar. Do you ever meet together and share stories?
There's similar programs. Sometimes the supervision guys get together and do some things just to make sure we're on the same pages. We do some emergency training together over the during the summertime. We do some training together just to make sure, you know, if there was ever a critical incident that we'd all be on the same page.
That's so important. In times of emergency, you're stressed out and you need to mechanically go in knowing what you're going to do.
Absolutely.
We're going to pause for a few moments here. We will be back and continue the conversation.
This is Chip Walters, and you're listening to Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station.
Yeah, we got them. MTSU Sports on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant. Demas's has had a bar when we opened 35 years ago, and we've done the exact same thing with our bar menu that we've done with our food menu. We get higher quality items, higher quality cocktails, and some people just want a drink with their meal, where they might be able to get a drink to complement their meals. You need to check it out, so come on over right now. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street. We really focus on value.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street. And spring has sprung here at Animal City. Our nursery is full of hand-feeding baby birds just waiting to be your perfect companion. If you're not a bird person yet, just come in and let them change your mind. If you've already found your perfect parrot, we have all the things you need to keep them happy, including a wide variety of toys. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone affiliated retailer credit card.
Hey, welcome back. Also, happy birthday to John Mitchell. John Mitchell is the winner of that delicious banana pudding from the Slick Pig Barbecue. And our good neighbor of the day today is Dr. Trey Duke, the director of the Murfreesboro City Schools. He's the good neighbor. He was named the Mid-Cumberland Superintendent of the Year. And Dr. Duke receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. When you need to send somebody a pick-me-up, get with Jenny and the family over there at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They can do the same for you. Welcome back. Our guest this morning from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, the SRO program, wonderful program that's doing some big things in the area. And visiting with us this morning from the SRO program is Sergeant Irvin Turner and SRO Chad Dodson. Talk a little about the Concept Triad Plus One. Sounds interesting. What is Concept Triad Plus One?
That is a concept that the SRO division uses, and that's something we hope to encourage youth and build those relationships with kids. And that's law enforcement, informal counseling, and teaching. And then the Plus One is the role modeling program.
When is that going on?
Well, that's just what the division as a whole embraces, okay. The concept of it. That's what we're doing, try to build relationships and protect the schools and doing things for the kids.
This is when the school goes on lockdown? Or
we do the drills and stuff like that, but of course we are primary law enforcement, so it's just a concept that we use.
People don't always understand why schools are on lockdown or closed when something is happening maybe 5 miles away. I think that happened recently, and everybody was, why are they closed?
It is, and when things happen, a lot of times people get on social media and post something that's not really true, then it causes us
a lot of
issues.
Yeah, don't look at social media.
No, don't do that. But
I know people are saying you're doing that for your own purpose. It's just somebody's opinion.
And as soon as we can release information, we will. But if something's going on, we have that school and those kids, that staff to take care of at the moment. We might not be able to get that information out right at the moment, but we will when we can.
And while we're talking about trust where you get your news, if it's social media, those people are sometimes not using their real names, and so they can say whatever they want. They just say what they feel, and that's not what you should base your actions on.
Right.
Depend on the real media. I know people say, sure, he's going to say that, but the real media is more trustworthy because we could be fined huge amounts of money by the federal government for putting out wrong information. In fact, in some places, they take the station's license away. You can believe we are encouraged to put out the right stuff.
I always say that uncensored information is dangerous information.
It
often makes us do things that otherwise, we could have had something taken care of, but we'd have to go the extra mile because we've had uncensored information come out, and now we're having to pay attention to that rather than take care of the real problem.
And the media usually and law enforcement work together.
Right.
I say usually everybody sometimes crosses paths,
right.
No matter how good of friends everybody is. The SRO curriculum, tell us a little about what that is, how that works.
Well, we have, most of it's in elementary school, because just as you get older in the middle and high schools, it's harder to, get into classes, but we do have curriculum for those as well. Even in kindergarten, our first lesson's officer, why is there an officer in your school? Because a lot of kids, they're scared, or they may have heard negative stuff. So, then we go over the codes and stuff, and we cover different lessons, anywhere from anger to drugs, but we talk about medicine and kindness and so forth. So first grade, we do gun safety, Halloween safety. Second grade, similar to what we do in kindergarten, but it's, anger, it's more on their level at that point. Then third grade, gun safety, internet safety, and fourth grade's more, again, same subjects along their level. And then fifth grade, we do one just, you know, tips to how to survive middle school. You know, I mean, because it's a lot different for some of them. And some have siblings, some know about it. A lot of them are kind of scared about going middle school.
Does social media and cell phones and stuff like that, Facebook, texting back and forth, does that present challenges to you?
It does. And even elementary age, I mean.
The elementary kids have the cell phone?
Some do, yeah. And some are on social media. But, you know, and I really try to stress, don't believe everything you hear on social media. And some people, they may not like or had a bad experience with law enforcement. And, you know, I tell them, look, I don't like all cops either. So, you know, I try to make them understand, look, I'm real. Not everybody's bad that does this job. Mm-hmm. You see bad stuff in the news sometimes that cops do. But, you know, a lot of times people get that perception it's everybody. And it's not. You know, that's just a small number. But unfortunately, it's what you see a lot.
Do you think that kids have they're weary of certain businesses to start with, maybe possibly police officers, possibly who knows what else, teachers maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I think, and you know, it's maybe they have had bad experiences, but I want them to see I'm different. And not everybody's that way. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's one of my goals is I just want to, you know that I'm there for them.
Well, we're moving into summertime. Summertime is less than a week away. I think I heard John this morning on the Waking Crew say that school's last day is 8 days away. So kids are bound to be excited. A teen driving program, does that excite kids? And do you do driving classes in the summer as well as other times of the year?
We don't summer, but I'm the coordinator of a teen driving program we do. It consists of an online course, usually done on a Friday night, and it covers topics from driving responsibilities to road rage, distracted driving, school bus safety, severe weather driving, and even hot car deaths. So we do this Zoom class on Friday night, and then the driving course is held at Las Casas Elementary the Saturday following. And that's an all-day hands-on event where they can, you know, drive, get used to how the car handles, go through these courses in a controlled environment.
Do they start the courses after maybe having some experience driving, or do some of them just start it cold turkey, never been driving before, never had an interest in it?
It's best if they have some basic driving experience, but we've taken them that's had 4 hours. So, you know, that, of course, some of the courses, we focus more on just basic stuff with those kids, more so than, you know, if they're having a problem with a course or something. And, you know, we get some that has over 100 hours. So it's just, you know, we'll take a wide range.
I hear people say that a lot of youngsters are not interested in driving as soon as they used to be. Is that true? Are you noticing a sort of a downturn in that?
Yeah, a lot of them just nowadays don't seem to be that interested in it.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's the parents are the ones wanting to give them this, you know. But yeah, they just don't seem to be that interested. And I couldn't wait to get my license. So
me too. I was ready.
but yeah, it is different nowadays.
I'm almost surprised how many seniors graduate and don't have a driver's license.
I didn't realize that. Several do.
Not interested in driving. And at some point when they get a little older, then, you know, maybe when they're in college, they may decide to go ahead and get the driver's license. But a lot of the older kids even get around using Uber and things of that nature to get around. So
wonder what's causing that. Somebody else is driving them for them, and they say, hey, I like that chauffeur. Getting some questions in from listeners. Somebody was asking, they said, how did Rutherford County do in the tornado or the storm last night? I know the sheriff's office sent out, Lisa Marchioni sent out a release this morning.
Yeah, and she would have the most information, yeah, what she sent out. So,
but so it fared. We didn't have a lot of damage. And I think a lot of trees, limbs down, things of that sort, mostly. We had some high water in a few places, I believe.
Yeah, we did get quite a bit of rain.
Yeah, we did. We really got the rain. Let's see, here's another one. SRO Special Needs Kid Fun Fair. We haven't touched on that, have we?
No. This is a field trip we do for special needs kids in Rutherford County Schools. This past year was, or this year, was the fourth one we've done. And this is held at Lane Agri Park and here in Murfreesboro. And kids are assigned a certain time, like elementary is from 9 to 11:15. Middle and high school is 11:15 to 1:30. And then we set like magic shows, things like that, in those times if they want to attend. But we have a petting zoo, carnival type games, face painting. We have an area set up for different departments bringing emergency services vehicles. Home Depot, Murfreesboro came and gave little sailboats they could put together to the kids. This year we had a little over 700 students, and all together with the staff and attending, and then the volunteers that worked it, we had over 1,000 people. Rutherford County Schools, they are huge supporters of this and help a lot with it. The central office nurses, they come and set up a medical area. So it's got a lot of support over the past 4 years.
So if you have a medical area, you can get some health checks while you're there?
Yeah, well, some of the kids, they need that. They have to have a nurse. So that's what that's for.
Okay. Another program that the SRO is very involved in, I think this is really exciting because it gets the community more aware of what the SRO is. SRO stands for School Resource Officers, and this is the work that they do, the RAD Kids. Is that the training program?
RAD Kids is it's something we're doing at Junior Deputy Academy, but we do each year there. But it's also one that can be done at elementary schools. I do a kindergarten through second grade program, and then I do a third grade through fifth grade. And this is an after school event. It's designed, it's a self-defense, self-empowerment program, but it's designed also to help kids recognize and avoid dangerous situations. And then we go over some just basic physical skills that, you know, someone did try to grab them, they can hurt them, get away from them. So the kids love it, and parents love it. And, you know, they come out, and I've heard them say recently, you know, they come out a lot more confident and, you know, get out of their shyness a little bit.
And that's one of the big problems from what I've heard, especially with social media. The kids sort of slam each other and create bad problems, and it's brought about an increase in suicide. But this is a way to show the kid how to have more confidence in themselves.
Yeah, and three principles of RAD Kids, you know, no one has a right to hurt them. And this is why I try to get across. No one has the right to hurt them, but they also don't have the right to hurt anybody else, including themselves. Unless someone's trying to hurt them, then they can stop them. And then if someone has hurt them in the past or tricked them or made them feel yucky, it's not their fault, and they can tell somebody. And we encourage them to do that.
So what type of self-defense do you show them?
Well, just some nose area growing, hits, knees, kicks, stuff like that. Just something that you can hurt them real quick and get away from them. You know, it's not teaching them to stand there and fight. It's just to get away from whoever's trying to grab them.
And that would be good in anything. I mean, yeah, that can help you as you grow up, too. I mean,
right,
you're faced by somebody trying to rob you or something of that sort.
Yeah, it still hurts no matter what age you get hit in the nose. So.
In fact, I guess there's some RAD classes for adults, especially women, I think.
Yeah, there is. I don't do those, but I just do the RAD Kids. So, but there are RAD classes for women.
When is the next one of these RAD Kid classes?
Well, we have, I do them at Las Casas. So I will do a K-2 class in the fall, and then I'll do a 3-5 in the springtime. Mm-hmm. But we will be doing this at the Junior Deputy Academies.
Okay, so be checking on those because a lot of you, that'll make a positive difference with your child there. We're focusing on the School Resource Officer Program. We'll be right back.
A look at the news, views, politics, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
What do you love Adams Place?
Gee, there are so many things, but I guess the choices. You can be as lazy as you want to be. You can be as active as you want to be. The residents are friendly. The staff is wonderful. You don't need to be concerned at all. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. If you inherited some gold from your relatives and you don't know what to do with it, bring it by Bell Jewelers. We offer to buy gold, or you could also use that for a custom piece that you can work with two of our master goldsmiths in-house to come with a special idea for you. A custom piece can take anywhere from a week all the way up to 8 weeks, depending on how intricate it is. Come on by Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
There is no safer place in the storm. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
And thank you to Brian Barrett and the Rutherford County Weather Crew for bringing us through the storm last night. Safely, we all made it together. Welcome back. We're focusing this morning. This is the last segment of the show, so if you have a question dealing with the School Resource Officers Program, you need to get that to us quickly, because if you don't, we'll be saying sayonara and you won't have a question yet. Why did I wait? Visiting with us, Rutherford County Sheriff's Resource Officer Sergeant Irvin Turner, along with SRO Chad Dodson. We're talking about the SRO program, the Junior Deputy Academy. Is that something that's coming up pretty soon, Junior Deputy Academy?
Yeah, that's the same thing as what we talked about first.
Oh, okay.
That's divided into the north and south zones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what is the sign-in time on that?
They just need to get with their SROs as soon as possible,
okay,
the elementary, because there's some paperwork and stuff that needs to be done.
And if they don't have an SRO or are homeschooled,
they can contact me.
And we will put his number on our website on the podcast page. Once that gets on there, check the podcast page, and it's easy to find. Go to the website, WGNSradio.com. Look across the blue bar on the top and click on podcast. Podcast. That's what this is. And the name of the show is Action Line. You have to know that. You got to be pretty sharp. Every day is a test. Let's talk a little about the Shop with the Sheriff. Is that always at Christmas, or is it more than Christmas?
It is at Christmas, and then Sergeant Turner's got another shop that he'll tell you about. But Shop with the Sheriff, this past year we took more than 35 Rutherford County school students Christmas shopping. Murfreesboro's Toots restaurants and their diners, I mean, huge supporters of this program. We couldn't do it without them. They allow SROs and the Sheriff's Citizens alumni to come and collect donations, usually first part of December. For about 3 hours at all three of the restaurants here in Murfreesboro. You know, they've helped us out with it for over 12 years. You know, we are able to take these kids Christmas shopping, and usually they get $200, $225, something each to shop.
So that's a great thing, and our hats off to Toots Good Food and Fun. They're involved in so many positive things here in the community. Here's something that's not too far away, and that's back-to-school shopping. That's a challenge for any family's budget, and it's getting to be a bigger challenge, and the SRO does a back-to-school shopping. Tell us how that works.
Deputy Sam Truby coordinates this program. He's the SRO. He's done the program the last 4 years there, so what we've done was taken middle school, mostly high school, with some middle school students, and they do a shopping trip. Sam raises money through a cornhole tournament that he does in the spring to allocate funds to the shopping trip for the teens. And basically it's for students that are struggling, you know, with buying clothes before school starts or when school starts there. So, and that's for our older kids. We've been doing the shop with the sheriff for the younger kids for years. And Sam kind of had a vision to start a program for some of the older kids, who weren't able to afford adequate clothing. And so last year I think we did about 15 kids. We do anywhere from 15 to 20 kids, and we're hoping to add more to that this year. And the citizens can contact Sam and make monetary donations to help us with this program as well.
So they need to contact him at the sheriff's office?
I have his email address to give you guys.
Sure.
So his email will be S as in Sam, of course, and then Truby, his last name is Truby, T-R-U-B-E-E, at rcsotn.org.
S Truby. At rcsotn.org.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and if you want to make a donation, he would welcome that with open arms, I imagine. So let's get behind him on that. And the more donations you have, the more kids can be helped.
Right. Each kid gets about more than $300. We're getting closer to that $350 area at this point. But the more donations we get, the more we can help kids, and the more kids we can bring through the program.
Do some of the stores help you? They say if you shop here, we'll sell you shoes and pants and stuff like that at wholesale or whatever.
Well, Kohl's has done a really good job of helping us out in the last couple of years. I think what they've done is given us some tax-free shopping, and that's helped out a bunch with helping the kids shop there.
That sounds great. So everybody working together, that's what all of this is. It sounds like the School Resource Officers Program is the officers there with the students every day, one-on-one, showing them this is the right way. Maybe you should not do it that way. Choose your friends. Things like that, just sort of a big brother approach. And it's working. I mean, how long have we had the SRO? We were one of the first in the nation, weren't we?
Yeah, we celebrated 30 years in 2023.
Wow. That's awesome. That really is something to be proud of. A milestone in itself. We want to thank you both for joining us this morning. Our guests this morning have been School Resource Officer Sergeant Irvin Turner. Irvin, thank you for joining us. Any final thoughts you want to share but that we've left out or anything?
Well, I just appreciate you allowing us to shine some light on our program. As Chad said, we've been around for 30-plus years now, and I think we've done a lot of the good work in our community, and we're starting to venture out even more outside of the schools now. So we just appreciate you allowing us to come in and share what we do.
Proud of what you're doing. And SRO Chad Dodson with us. Chad, thank you again. Any final thoughts from you?
Just appreciate you having us on, and we appreciate the community. Everybody supports us in these programs. It's about the kids. That's what it's about.
Absolutely. Chad and Irvin, thank you both for joining us this morning. Hope all of you have a super rest of the day. Chip is next right here on your good neighbor station, WGNS Murfreesboro. Stay with us. Much more to come. And welcome to town, all of you here, for Spring Fling.